This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. Hey. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. Nice and easy does it every time.
Little different this week, eh? Instead of Frankie singing Nice and Easy, I've chosen another recording of Nice and Easy for you to listen to, and I'm going to play it right to the end, and then I'll be back with more music. And easy, it's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry, we're gonna fall in love. Safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Well, that was a different one, wasn't it? It wasn't Frankie Boy. This week, it was a different person who actually introduced this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, to you today. And today is Friday, October the 3rd, 2025. Well, how are we all? Got some rain coming this afternoon. Has spring sprung? Yeah, I guess it has, by the number of blossoms that are about, but still a bit chilly, isn't it, in the morning and the evening. Well, my friends, I am here with another nearly 2 hours of my selection of easy jazz for you to listen to. And, of course, If you're listening on your radio, you're listening probably on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But you could be one of those people with a smart device and a search engine, and you've done that by searching for Radio Hawke's Bay. Yeah? www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And that's how people could listen to us all over the world, including all over New Zealand. Right, that's enough, John. Get on with the music. Regular listeners will know that the first track I play was the last track I played last week, and you've only got a few bars of it. So let me reintroduce it. Willow Weep For Me was composed in 1932 by a lady called Anne Runnell. She also not only wrote the music, but she wrote the lyrics too. Now, the American guitarist George Benson wrote and recorded his arrangement of Willow Weep For Me on a Columbia Records in 1966, and the album is called It's Uptown. Here's that recording. George is on guitar, Lonnie Smith is on Hammond organ, Jimmy Lovelace is on the drums. Stand by and listen to the trio bringing us Willow Weep For Me. Thank you. Well, you lovers of the jazz guitar would have pricked up your ears when I mentioned the name of George Benson. And that was a recording that George made in 1966 for Columbia Records. The album's called It's Uptown. George was on the guitar, Lonnie Smith on Hammond organ, Jimmy Lovelace on drums, and from out of the blue came Bob Minter on the tenor sax. The tune, of course, was Willow Weep For Me. Such a beautiful tune. I've been playing a lot of Artie Shaw recently. You probably might realise that. And I've got another recording that Artie Shaw made in 1939. He did this for HMV Records. The tune is one that was written by the British actor, playwright and composer Noel Coward. And Noel Coward wrote this tune in 1928 for a play that he called Bittersweet. And the tune is called Zigeuner. Zigeuner is German for gypsy. So why don't you just sit back, relax, and listen to this 1939 recording by Artie Shaw and his band of Cigoina. Now, this one is a bit long, so if you want to, you can have a shimmy around your lounge or wherever while it's being played. Artie Shaw and his band are going to bring us right now Cigoina. Thank you. that was the first of the Toe Tappers for this week, hey. That was not bad for a 1939 recording, I thought. HMV Records release, that was. Artie Shaw with his orchestra. And the tune was Zigeuner, German for gypsy. And, yeah, it was a bit long, 9 minutes, but I just thought it was worth it. And I did invite you to sort of, you know, shimmy around the lounge or the kitchen or wherever you were. But anyway, if you like big band music, you're going to like the next one as well. Because this one features an English jazz musician, best known as the band leader, lead trumpet player, and a vocalist in a band called the Kenny Ball and his Jazz Men. Now, Kenny Ball was born in 1930. He died in 2013. And I'm going to bring you a track from a live album that Kenny and the guys recorded in 1974 on an album called Hello Dolly. Have a listen, because this one is a fine old tune. It was written by a bass player called Bob Haggart and a drummer called Ray Boduc. And on this recording, you'll hear that Kenny Ball made good use of his own bass player, Bill Coleman, and his own drummer, Nick Willwood. The name of the tune? It's Big Noise. Big Noise from Winnetka. We'll be right back. My goodness, Bill Coleman, the bass player with Kenny Ball and his jazz men, deserved all their cheering and their clapping there from the audience because, God, he must have been exhausted after doing that great, I mean, what a long solo, an absolutely brilliant finger playing on the acoustic double bass. Yeah, that was a recording, a live recording made 1975, by Kenny Ball and his jazz men, and the album is called Hello Dolly, and the tune was Big Noise from Winnetka. Now, this Big Noise thing, I can remember when I were a lad that men used to talk about noises. They used to say, if they worked in a factory, they'd say, oh, the big noise is coming to inspect this week. Big noise meaning the big boss. And that big noise from Winnetka means that there was a boss coming from Winnetka, if you understand what I'm trying to explain. Big noises, yeah, you don't hear that anymore, do you? Right, the time is now 10:37 a.m., on this Friday, October the 3rd, 2025. Kind of a shout out to Mike Freeman. Mike from Tennessee. Yeah, I'm glad I'm really glad, Mike, that your ankle is getting better. And I hope you had a great birthday. I'm sure you did. But yeah, another year older. Mike, oh, you know what they say. Another year older and deeper in debt. But never mind, Mike. Keep on, mate. Keep on. Okay. In 1957, Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee penned a song that became a hit for a number of singers worldwide. The song is called Witchcraft. And I've got a recording made by a fairly unknown local singer. But have a listen. This is Witchcraft. And yeah, he didn't do a bad job of it, this guy. Have a listen to this.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo,
When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but it's one that I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but it's one that I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft.
Well, that was the tune Witchcraft, written in 1957 by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee. And this unknown singer who made that recording is me, your host. Anyway, moving on, local musicians up next as well. Singer Annie Thorpe, together with guitarist, bassist, composer and recording man Bob Jackson. And this track comes from their 2005 album called Opus. And I invite you to enjoy Annie and Bob's rendition of a tune from the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess, which there was music by George Gershwin, lyrics by Ira Gershwin. The tune's called I Love You, Porgy. Just listen and feel the emotion in Annie Thorpe's voice and Bob Jackson's so sympathetic guitar. So, 2005, two local musicians, Annie Thorpe and Bob Jackson, with I Love You, Porgy. Just a short break.
You, Porgy, don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever, and I. To stay here, but I ain't worthy. You is too decent to understand. For when I see him, he hypnotizes me. When he takes hold of me with his hot hand. Someday I know he's coming back to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying, Porgy, when he calls me. When he calls, I know I have to go. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. you can keep me, I want to stay with you forever.
That's a beautiful recording. The singer was Annie Thorpe, the guitarist and the bass player, and the man who did the recording was Bob Jackson, two Napier people, and that tune came from their 2005 album they called Opus. And didn't Annie do a great job filling the air with emotion as she sang I Love You, Porgy. Annie Thorpe and Bob Jackson, I haven't seen either of them for some time now. And I've got to say that in my view, two great lady singers who come from the local area is got to be Margot Pirard and Annie Thorpe. But Annie gave up singing many, many years ago, and I'm not the only one who misses the sound of her gorgeous gorgeous voice. Right. You are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, and it's coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay in the province of Hawke's Bay, the city of Hastings. And we're in New Zealand, and we're broadcasting through our live stream around the world. I Hadn't Anyone Till You is a recording that Mel Torme and the Meltones and the Harold Mooney Orchestra recorded in 1950. Now, the tune, I Hadn't Anyone Till You, was written by the English composer Ray Noble, and it was first recorded by him and his orchestra in 1938. Anyway, here is Mel Torme with the Meltones and the Harold Mooney Orchestra from 1950 with I Hadn't Anyone Till You.
Someone in the wide world just made for me. Now I see
I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love.
My lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it.
I hadn't anyone till
lonely heart demanding it. Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone.
I hadn't anyone till you, my darling.
Another nice recording, that one, wasn't it? The singer, of course, was Mel Torme, and he was backed by the group he used for many years called the Meltones. And that was recorded in 1950, and not a bad recording at all, of its time, of course, but a lovely, nice, easy, relaxing recording, wasn't it? I Hadn't Anyone Till You. Written by English composer Ray Noble, who wrote quite a few songs that became jazz standards. A tune called Move, M-O-V-E, was written by the American trumpeter Miles Davis and recorded by his band in New York in 1949. And Capitol Records released the recording on a 7-inch disc. It moves along quite nicely. The sound is great, because Miles Davis used a variety of instruments in his band at that time, including a tuba and a French horn. So why don't you listen to this 1949 recording of Miles Davis and his orchestra with a tune he wrote, which is called Move.
Thank you.
That was it. That moved along nicely, as I said, didn't it? The toe tapper and a finger snapper and a head nodder. The tune was called Move. It was written by Miles Davis, the American trumpeter, recorded by him and his band in New York in 1949. Yeah, very, very nice. I just want to remind you that I do not stop at 11 a.m., for news, sport, and weather. I play music all the way through. And if you want news, sport, and weather, you'll have to wait until noon, I'm afraid. Okay, Arthur Lyman, spelt L-Y-M-A-N, was a Hawaii-based musician who played a number of instruments, including the vibraphone. In 1958, he released an album called Lays of Jazz. Now, Lays is called spelled L-E-I-S, and a lei is the flower garland that in Hawaii they put around people's necks. So, Lays of Jazz. So, with Arthur Lyman on the vibes, Alan Saws on piano, John Kramer on bass, and Harold Chang on drums, please listen and enjoy their treatment of a jazz standard written by Morgan Lewis and Nancy Hamilton in 1940. And that tune, believe it or not, that you're going to listen to now with Arthur Lyman and his vibraphone is called How High the Moon. Thank you. the tune was How High the Moon, and the recording was made in 1958, and that track comes from an album called Lays of Jazz. The man on the vibraphone was Arthur Lyman. He had Alan Saws on piano, John Kramer on bass, and Harold Chang on the drums. And I like the way that it went through most of the sort of track with lied back and nice. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere came that bang up of the tempo. Pretty good, eh? Okay, well, it's time for me to do my promo now. So I've got to tell you a little bit more about this radio station, Radio Hawke's Bay. We're a community access media radio station. We are here to put you on air. We are funded in part by New Zealand On Air. And we're based, as I said before, in Hastings in New Zealand. And we first went to air 30 years ago when this radio station had the name of Radio Kidnappers. But for various and sometimes obvious reasons, we decided to change the name. And for the last sort of 2 or 3 years, we've been Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, we broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We never close. Radio-wise, we have two frequencies you can listen to. One is 1431 AM, and the other is 104.7 FM. But because we have this clever live stream that can be picked up anywhere in the world, many other people listen through their smart device, which could be your cell phone, your tablet, your laptop, or your desktop. And the way you get it is you go to your search engine, you know, Google or whatever it might be, and you type in this, www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. A home page comes up, which is indeed our website. And that page tells you everything you need to know about this radio station. One thing that you'll notice is at the top of the page, there's a little link there that says Listen Live. Now, that means if you click on that, wherever you are in the world, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you clicked on it. Clever, hey? So on that website, you can find out what our schedules are, what programs are on, what day at what time. You can find out a little more about the broadcasters. You can use the podcast system. If, for example, you miss a program on a show that you regularly listen to, you can go into that website and go to the podcast part, and you can start to type in the name of your show, and a ladder will drop down with all the different shows on it. You pick yours, click on it, the dates come up, pick the date, and you can listen to the show that you missed. It's as easy as that. So that's us basically in a very short statement. We put out about 100 shows a week. We've got about 90 broadcasters. And don't think that Radio Hawke's Bay is just a music station. It's not. Yes, we have loads of different kinds of music. There's two jazz programs, this one of mine, Easy Jazz with John Redman, and on Tuesday afternoons from 4 to 6, my mate Ian Hunt has his great show, which is called Two for Jazz. We have broadcasters that put out classical music, rock music, pop music, international music, country and western, bluegrass, and many, many other programs, though, that are not musically orientated. There are programs of interest. And if you want to find out what they are, then go to www.radiohawksbay.org.nz, click, open it up, and have a look at the schedule. Now, we're always in need of new broadcasters because many broadcasters, of course, will come to the end of what they were going to do. And we don't like to have gaps. We like to have people come in to fill the gap. If you or you and your organization or club or whatever have something that you think would be worthwhile pushing out through Radio Hawke's Bay and around the world, I'm going to give you a telephone number to ring. It really applies, obviously, to people who live in the Hawke's Bay area. So I hope you've rushed away to get something to write with. Don't care what it is, pencil, pen, a bit of chalk, I don't care. Bit of charcoal I do, if you like. And something to write on. So by now you should have got something to write with and something to write on. This is the phone number you must ring if you think you want to be a broadcaster. 06-878-8710. I'll say that again. 06-878-8710. Talk to one of the Dream Team here. The Dream Team is what I call the people here who support us in the background and keep everything moving. And you'll be invited to come and present what you think you have for a show. A full training will be given. You don't have to be pitchforked into anything. You don't have to be live. I keep saying every week, I prefer to being live because I just look at my microphone is you, okay? It's my audience, and I'm talking to you personally through my mic. So you can record your show, and you know, and it'll be broadcast in a spot that's available. I can say no more. Let's get on with some more music, shall we? The time is now 11:11 a.m. on the 3rd of October. October, 2025. In 2001, Telarc Records released an album called Rio de Janeiro Blues, and featured on that album is the late Mr. Freddie Cole. One of the nicest tracks on the album, I feel, is where Freddie, with Arturo O'Farrell on electric piano, Joe Beck on acoustic guitar, Lou Marini on flute, Steve Berrios on drums, and Papo Vázquez on trombone, all meld together so that Freddie can sing a song which is called To Say Goodbye.
It's all over now. You've been gone before, but this time is over. There's no more to say. You're not coming back. You just closed the door, leaving me alone. Oh, was it just a dream? Never really true. How am I so lonely? Oh, so lonely. Please come back to me. Come, if it's one more time. Come, even just to say, just to say goodbye. Just a dream, never really true. How am I so lonely? Oh, so lonely. Please come back to me. Come, if it's one more time. Come, even just to say, just to say goodbye.
I did say that was one of the nicest tracks on the album that Telarc Records released in 2001, the album being called Rio de Janeiro Blues. The singer, of course, was Freddie Cole, who was the youngest or younger brother of Nat King Cole. And Freddie had Arturo O'Farrell on electric piano, Joe Beck on acoustic guitar, Lou Marini on the flute, Steve Berrios on the drums, and Papo Vaquez on the trombone. The song was called To Say Goodbye. The song Time Alone Will Tell was written in 1939 by Mack Gordon and James Monaco. It was released by Decca Records in 1941 after being recorded by Ella Fitzgerald. And to prove my point, here is Ella Fitzgerald from that 1941 recording of Time Alone Will Tell.
Time alone will tell if our romance is real or just a springtime spell.
Nice song, eh? Ella Fitzgerald recorded that in 1941, and it was released by Decca Records. The song was called Time Alone Will Tell, and that song was written 2 years previous to that by Mack Gordon and James Monaco. Time Alone Will Tell. Now, I played Freddie Cole just now. I'm going to bring you a vintage Nat King Cole right now. What'll I do? was written by Irving Berlin in 1923. And I have ready on the CD player number two a record of the Nat King Cole Trio performing What'll I Do in 1946. And this was recorded for Capitol Records. So the Nat King Cole Trio is ready to start playing for us What'll I Do?
What'll I do when you are far away and I'm so blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams, that won't come true. What'll I do?
That was classic Nat King Cole from 1946, the Nat King Cole Trio, and they brought us that 1923 tune, What'll I Do? And that went out on Capitol Records. So we've had a couple of Coles on today, haven't we? We've had Freddie and we've had Nat. Now, this, look, we are a community radio station, so I'm going to give you a community notice. And this is about the Napier Art Club, who have an open day this Sunday, the 5th of October, and it's open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you are invited to come along and see the wonderful art on display, and you can also buy some of the art. And new members are also welcome. Now, the club itself is open on Monday, Wednesday evening, Thursday and Saturday. And where are they? Well, the Napier Art Club are at 122 Vigor Brown Street in Napier South. And you can't miss the address because it's the house which is painted purple and orange. You certainly can't miss it. But remember, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, day after tomorrow, 5th of October, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Napier Art Club have a wonderful display of art for viewing and buying. Kay, that's one you probably might want to go to. What do you think? Back to music. What's the time? 11:29 a.m. on Friday, the 3rd of October, 2025. Why don't we have a little bit of vintage bassy? The one I've got on track on CD player number one for you is a 1937 live recording that Count Basie and his orchestra did for Decca Records. And they're going to play for us a tune that Bill Basie wrote in 1937. And that tune you're going to hear from Count Basie and the orchestra is called 1 o'clock Jump. Thank you. Well, I got your toes tapping, didn't it, that one? 1937, that was. A live recording made by Count Basie and his orchestra. And they made it for Decca Records. And it was a tune that Basie wrote himself called 1 o'clock Jumper. Now, all the music I play comes from my own music collection, my own CD collection. And there are still people who think I just sit here talking to a mic and I've got somebody in an office somewhere who's putting on the music for me. No, I do it. I do it. I work this deck and the microphone and everything else. So you could tell I've got a few CDs, can't you? I mean, I've been doing this show, with an exception of a break, for about, 2.5 years. I've been doing this show since 2006. 2 hours every week. Right, get on with it, John. There is a bass player in the UK. He's very well known. His name is Alec Dankworth. And he's appeared on, honestly, scores of recordings and albums, but he very rarely ever makes an album as the leader. But in 2007, what Alec did is he recruited for this particular recording. The album's called Spanish Accents, A-C-C-E-N-T-S. And he recruited an all-star band. He got a saxophone player called Julian Arguelles. He got a violinist called Christian Garrick, guitarist Phil Robson. And also he got a Spanish drummer called Mark Meralta. And he put them all together and he recorded with himself on the bass a tune written by Dizzy Gillespie called Con Alma. So please have a listen to this 2007 recording by the Alec Dankworth Band of Con Alma.
Thank you.
Something different too, wasn't it? It was a 2000 that came from a 2007 album called Spanish Accents, and Alec Dankworth was the man on the bass, and he had Julian Arguelles on sax, Christian Garrick on violin, Phil Robson on guitar, and he also had the Spanish drummer Mark Meralta on the drums. And the tune believe it or not, was written by the American trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, and the tune was called Con Alma. What time have we got now? 11:44. God, we're actually rapidly approaching the end of the show. The English singer Claire Martin released an album on Lynn Records in 2004. And that album is called Secrets of Love. And one of the many nice songs on it is the one that I'm about to bring you. It's Claire Martin singing the Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen song, But Beautiful. Gareth Williams is on piano. Nigel Hitchcock is on alto sax. Lawrence Cottle on bass. Jim Mullen on guitar. And Clark Tracy is on the drums. The singer, Claire Martin. The song is... Are you ready for this? Of course you are. It's Claire Martin with But Beautiful. Thank you.
what's gay. It's a problem, all is play. It's a heartache, either way, but you. And I'm thinking if you were mine, I'd never, never, never let you go. And that would be I know.
Yeah, the singer was the British singer Claire Martin, and that track came from her 2004 Lynn Records album called Secrets of Love, and she sang for us very, very nicely. The Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen song, But Beautiful. And it was beautiful. Thank you, Claire. But I've also got to say to you guys, thank you for listening, wherever you may be, wherever in the world you are. Do you remember I told you last week that the highest number of streams we get is from New Zealand, but believe it or not, the second highest listeners to this program are from the USA. Whoopsie doopsie doopsie, eh? How about that? Okay, not got long left now, have we? Ian Shaw, born in 1962. He's a jazz singer, he's British, he's a record producer, an actor, and a comedian. So he does a few things. I've listened to Ian Shaw probably more in the last 4 years than I have ever. But in 2006, he too recorded an album at Lynn Records, and it's called, the album is called The Songs of Joni Mitchell. Remember Joni Mitchell, the American singer? Yeah. Now, you may not have heard of Ian Shaw, but from that album, The Songs of Joni Mitchell, please enjoy Ian Shaw as he sings for us a Joni Mitchell song called Moon at the Window.
It takes cheerful resignation, heart and humility. That's all it takes. A cheerful person told me, nobody's harder on me than me. How could that be? And nobody's harder on you than you. Betsy's blue, she says, tell me something good. You know I'd help her out if I only could. Sometimes the light, it seems so hard to find. I fleece the moon at the window. The thieves left that behind. People don't know how to love. They taste it and toss it. Turn it off and on like a bathroom faucet. Sometimes the light can seem so hard to find. At least the moon at the window, the thieves left that behind. Of memory rattle. Ghosts of the future, phantoms of the past. Battle in the spoon and the glass. Since love has two faces, hope and despair, pleasure always turns to fear. I find at least the moon at the window, the thieves left that behind. Blind. At least a moon at the window. Please let that behind.
So what did you think of Mr. Ian Shaw then, eh? I must admit, I've honestly and really become quite addicted to Ian Shaw lately. That song he called was one of Joni Mitchell's songs, but I love the arrangement that they did to it. It's called Moon at the Window, and it's from Ian Shaw's 2006 Lynn Records album called The Songs of Joni Mitchell. And I'll tell you what, he's probably the best male singer I've ever heard who sings Alfie. Well, folks, we're nearly there. I've got to go out playing music, so let's have a little bit of, just a tiny bit, of Bill Evans on piano, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Kay on drums with a tune called Elsa. Thank you for listening. Be careful out there. Whatever you do, you've got to be careful. And remember to love the ones that love you, because they love you back so much more. God bless you all. God willing, I'll be back next week with another just under 2 hours of easy jazz with me, John Redman. John Redman signing off for today. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.